What's up, good people? I'm not doing that.
Why not? That's great.
My name is Dean, and I'm joined today by Hendo. We've got another mini Pod v Pod.
DVD challenge.
Let the games begin.
Challenge accepted.
We had so much fun with the last one. We can't wait to get more of these out. So here we go again, eh, Hendo?
That's right. And this Pod v Pod is from another top tier patron, Mr. Chris Beardsall, one of our awesome, awesome contributors.
What's up, Chris?
And he has gone with the theme of movie franchises. And that is quite broad, if I do say so myself.
I mean, it is broad, but so was the film music one. So we've had some very broad topics. I mean, broad topics are good.
I couldn't imagine your theme for this episode is The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. What specific movie? Like, oh,
I mean, it'll happen.
We'll lose that.
Like, imagine if someone was like, oh, your theme is the Raid films. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
Look out. No, thank you.
No, but for this Pod v Pod, the loser, he's gone harsh. He wants the loser to suffer.
How harsh are we talking?
He's gone Battlefield Earth. Have you seen it before?
Okay, here's my history of Battlefield Earth. I saw it when I was a kid at the cinemas.
Damn.
I have no idea what I thought. Probably loved it. Never watched it again. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, man, I hope you really lose. More so than usual.
Instead of you hoping I lose, you hope I really lose.
Yeah, really lose.
Like really
embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Like, really earn that Battlefield Earth viewing.
Yeah, if I want to lose, I want to lose with no dignity.
Yes. The way you always lose, Hendo. And win, for that matter.
All right, mate. Let's get into it. I'm pretty sure you asked me the question first last time, so I'll start off this time, shall we?
We shall.
Here we go. Question one. George Lucas directed A New Hope. Who are the directors of The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've seen the name of the Empire director. Oh, wow.
This is some bullshit.
I've just raised my eyes and I may have some
ridiculous.
Some little posters right behind
your
head.
I looked at my Star Wars posters. I'm ready to tear them down.
Harold Kazajnan and Irvin Kershner.
Oh, thank God. You're wrong. You had one, Irvin Kershner. Who's and it? Richard Marquand.
Ah, yes. It's hard to see this small print. Nah, that's fair enough. I definitely shouldn't get a point there. So it was just really odd because I sort of looked up like having to think and literally Irvin Kershner's name just jumped out at me
his
from the poster.
His eyes just bulged out of his socket.
All right. Now that's fair enough. All right, Hendo, your first question. In Home Alone 2, where are the McAllister family going on vacation to?
I think it's France, but was that the first one? I think that was the first one. Damn it. I mean, Kevin gets split. He goes to New York, but they split up. Like, would they be going somewhere else in America? Because don't they get there quite quickly when they realize he's gone? I don't even know where they live in America.
You just said it. In America.
Brilliant.
Any town, USA.
Man, I actually don't know. I'll just say Hawaii.
Oh, it's France. Oh, man, I can't believe you got off that so quick. You're like, oh, it's the first one. Damn. I was like, oh, my God. He's just going to go, oh, I'll just say France. Wow. Hawaii.
Keeping with that theme of losing with our dignity.
Very good, Endo. Very good.
Thank you. All right, mate, here's your second question. Rank from highest to lowest the box office returns for the Hunger Games series.
Jesus.
Do you know what they're all called?
The Hunger Games.
It's a good start.
Oh, shit. Is it Catching Fire? Mockingjay and Mockingjay Part 2. Is the second one Catching Fire? Just end my misery because I'm going to spend a lot of-
You're asking me the questions now. Put them in order.
I'll go- Gee, I really, like, traditionally, the last one is the biggest, but I don't really think this franchise kept getting bigger, did it? I'll go 2-4-1-3.
It's actually 2-3-1-4. Catching Fire, Mockingjay Part 1, The Hunger Games, and Mockingjay Part 2.
Wow, that's disappointing for Part 2 of Mockingjay.
Yeah, kind of went out on a fizzle.
Jesus. Oh, well, at least we won't get any spin-offs.
Yeah, I think it's past that.
All right.
All right, on to my second question. God, I'm still going over this Home Alone France thing. I'm almost certain, now that I think about it, they went to France in the first one, but because their trip got so fucked up, they went and did
they
it again.
They did it again.
God.
Fair enough. All right, next question for you, and you're going to like this one. How many Bond films did Guy Hamilton direct?
All right. Man, I wish you asked me this question like 10 years ago. Okay. Guy Hamilton. Let's go through this. I don't think he started at Diamonds Are Forever. I feel like he did Goldfinger and then he left and came back for a bit. So all the other ones were Terrence Young, Lewis Gilbert around that time.
Need a showing off.
Maybe Peter Hunt did on Her Majesty's Secret Service. So I'm going to go with he did Goldfinger and then he came back for Diamonds Are Forever. I think he did a stint of them there. I feel like he did Live and Let Die, Man with a Golden Gun, and I think he stopped there. I think Lewis Gilbert did The Spy Who Loved Me, and then he went on from there. I think Terrence Young did Dr. No, and I think he also did From Rush with Love. And I think he came back for Thunderball, or did Guy Hamilton do Thunderball 2?
Is there a Thunderball 2?
Yeah, it was called Never Say Never Again. No, I feel like Terrence Young did three of them, and I think that's part of it, because I know Lewis Gilbert took over for You Only Live Twice. What did I say? Yeah, okay, I'm going to go four.
Four is correct.
Yes.
You're on the board.
Nice. All right, mate. Your third question. Which war is John Rambo a veteran of?
I'm going to say Vietnam War.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Awesome.
There's the point.
All right. With the release of Jay and Silent Bob reboot later this year, Kevin Smith will be returning to the Viewersk universe. Name all the other films that are a part of this universe.
Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Clerks 2.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forget Clerks 2. That is correct.
Thank you.
And in order, so well done.
That's right. All right, your fourth question. What is the name of the island in Jurassic Park?
Oh, that's a weird name. It's like Isle Moss. Moss Def? It's Isle... God, I can't believe it. I'm just blanking real hard on what it actually is. Isle de Nubla? Nubla? God, I bet Isle isn't even there. Isle de Nubla. Moss? Why am I thinking Moss? Isle de Nubla is my final answer.
You see, if we had a movie that was worth watching, I might give you like half a point for that, but I'm not gonna.
What is it?
Would you say Isle de Nubla?
Something like that.
It's actually Isla Nubla. Which is weird because I gave you that question in our big pod v pod v pod v pod.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you and Sam had it together and you got it right together.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. All right, number four question for you, Hendo. What is on the license plate on the car in Ghostbusters? He's giving me a look like he has no idea.
Yeah. I mean, is who you going to call a bit too long? I actually think it's not a word. I'm going to take a weird run at it here. I'm going to say, is it the Ghostbuster logo?
No. It is, in fact, Ecto-1.
Never, ever getting that. Never, ever, ever, ever getting that.
Fair enough.
All right. One question left in this round here. And what is it? 2-1 at the moment?
Yes, it is.
All right. Your fifth question here. In Back to the Future, Part 2. Marty McFly is surprised by the advertising for which Jaws sequel?
Oh, I should know this.
Pretty sure you watched it recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched it a couple of weeks ago. I don't even think it's like a nice round number. It could be like 27 or 18. I'll say Jaws 18.
Jaws 19.
Oh! Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
All right, mate. That's your 1 out of 5.
Whoa, that's rough.
It was. I thought you would have got at least the Jurassic Park one too.
Yeah, all right. Your last question here from Chris. Throw me the idol, I throw you the whip is a quote from which film?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Correct.
Dang!
All right, I've got some work here to come back. What's the halftime score there, Hendo?
It's 3-1 halfway through the match. But let's see if you can get some points back from my questions. Unlikely.
Hey, I've been pretty nice with the questions, I think.
Well, let me set the tone here, mate. Question 6. Which is the lowest rated Harry Potter film on IMDb?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Man.
What is it?
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
At 7.4.
Okay, fair enough. Endo, who played John Connor in Terminator 3?
Nick Stahl.
Correct.
Nice. I could see that Battlefield Earth just moving away in the distance.
You are running away with this one.
All right, 4-1. Question 17. There has been no Fast and Furious film that has been nominated for an Academy Award ever. There is one, however, that has been nominated for a Golden Globe. Which movie? And I won't even ask you what it was nominated for. Just pick the movie.
I feel like Fast 5 is too obvious. And if it was that movie, you probably wouldn't ask me the question. So I'm going to go out on a limb and just say number 7.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was nominated for Best Original Song.
Song? Yeah, yeah. I thought it was song.
See You Again.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was the Paul Walker goodbye thing.
Yeah. Very good.
Good. All right.
All right, that's 2 points for you, mate.
All right. How many MCU movies has Robert Downey Jr. been in?
MCU films. Okay. Let's do this chronologically. Iron Man, Little Guest Point, and Incredible Hulk at the end. What's next on the run there? Thor. Don't think he was in that. Captain America. I mean, they have the bumper for Avengers at the end of that. Are you counting that? He's in it. That's shit. I mean, I'm going to say he's in this film. It's part of it. Let me just float that one on the other side here for now. So then there's the Avengers. And then it's Iron Man 3. Don't think he's in the Dark World. He's not in Winter Soldier. What's after that? It is, say, Age of Ultron. That's that. I need to go back. Okay, so I'm at 5 with Age of Ultron, not including the first Captain America. Wasn't in Guardians of the Galaxy. He wasn't in Ant-Man. I think next is Civil War, Homecoming. He's not in Ragnarok. And then we get to Black Panther, which he is not in. Then you go Infinity War, skip the next two, and then Endgame. So currently I have 8. I have 8. 9 if you include the post-credits of Captain America, the first Avenger. Oh, wait, I completely forgot about Iron Man 2. All right, I need to go back on this. Okay, I need to clarify. Does he have to have a speaking role in the film?
Just give me your answer, and then I'll tell you if you're right or not.
No, say the question again.
How many MCU films has Robert Downey Jr. appeared in?
All right, you said appeared, so I'm going to include the end credit, basically, Avengers promo in First Avenger. And I'm also going to include, I know there was at least one image of him in Far From Home. He appeared in it. He's there. So I'll say 12. Or if you're not including them, I'll say 10.
Okay, I'll give you that. Correct.
Thank you.
Man, that was a lot of effort.
Yeah, so don't ask questions that are going to warrant a long, thought-out process.
I'll do what I want. All right, next
question. I'll still get
them. Next question for me.
Okay, well, it's 2-5 at the moment, and you've got 3 questions left. So you got to get all 3 of these right, and I have to get none to tie.
Correct.
Oh, is that my last point? Yes! All right, Dean. Apart from all loosely being in the sci-fi genre, what do the original Terminator trilogy, the original X-Men trilogy, and the original Jurassic Park trilogy all have in common?
This is hard. I'm going through, like, I'm thinking, is it related to, you know, crew members? I don't think there's any actor in all of them. I'm thinking box office. I'm thinking Oscars. Like, maybe the first movie in all of them got nominated for an Oscar. But I'm not sure, like, only the first. But I'm not sure that Terminator would have been nominated and not Terminator 2. Even X-Men. Like, I can't see X-Men getting nominated for an Oscar. Maybe, I don't know, special effects or... That's not even a category, is it? Is it? Special?
No. Visual effects.
Visual effects, yeah. I know, I'm thinking like box office. See, I would say that maybe each movie had a higher return. Like, even though quality drops off hard.
Man, really want to give you a hint.
I mean, you're going to win anyway. Could use a hint.
I haven't got it in yet. Oh, okay. I'll give you a light hint. It is crew related.
Crew related. Wow, that's hard. I will go with... They all have the same makeup artist.
Am I really going to give you a question with that as the answer?
I don't know. You ask stupid questions.
It is, they changed the director in the third film. You had James Cameron for the first 2 Terminators. You had Steven Spielberg for the first 2 Jurassic Park films. And you had Bryan Singer for the first 2 X-Men.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Early victory.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. In National Lampoon's European Vacation, what city do they get stuck in on the roundabout?
No idea. Rome.
London.
All right, next question, Dean. Which of the Ocean's original 11, and by original, I mean the remake.
I understood it when you said original 11.
Cool. Which of the Ocean's original 11 didn't make it across to Ocean's 13?
I saw 13 once at the cinemas. which, are you implying there's like multiples and I've got to guess the multiples?
No, one.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah.
Which one guy from the original did not reprise his role? I'll say Don Cheadle.
You sexist bastard.
It is, isn't it?
Which guy? How about which girl? Julia Roberts.
Didn't you say? Oh, okay. All right. Because I know he had issues with, the production company around that first movie. So I thought maybe he had a falling out with them. But Julia Roberts, okay, fair enough.
Cool. Next one for me.
Rami Malek is going to be the next Bond villain who has won an Oscar. Name the other 4 actors or actresses that have played a Bond villain that has won Oscars and the movie or movies they've won Oscars for.
So I know Christoph Waltz. Was it Inglourious Basterds or was it Django? Or was it both? I'll get back to that one. Are we including henchmen or is it just the villain?
A villain.
Right, I feel like Christopher Lee probably won an Oscar. Bugger if I know what movie for. Don't think Robert Shaw won an Oscar. Sean Bean didn't win an Oscar. Maybe I might go a little bit more recent. I don't think Jonathan Pryce won an Oscar. God.
Honestly, I thought you'd smash this one out real easy. Being a bong question, I thought, oh, here we'll
just... Yeah, I could probably tell.
We'll just go bang, 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 bang. I'm going to stop the bangs there before I give too many clues away. Wink, wink.
Okay, I've got Christopher Walken. I'm guessing that was for the Deer Hunter. There's one. I know Christoph Waltz, but it's, well, you know, one of those two. I'll get to that. If I find four of them, it's absolutely not Famke Janssen. Oh, no, I was thinking Halle Berry, but she's not a villain. Rosamund Pike, did she? I don't think she won for Gone Girl. Casino Royale. I don't think you mate Mads won an Oscar, which is criminal. Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, just going through them all. I think I got three of them there. The fourth one, eh? That is a tricky one. I wonder what era we'd be talking about. Donald Pleasance have won an Oscar? Ah, I believe I have it. So I've already said Christopher Walken for The Deer Hunter, Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men. It's definitely Benicio del Toro for Traffic, and I'm going to say Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained.
No, I cannot accept that.
That's okay.
Waltz also won for Bastards.
Okay. Close enough.
Oh, so much effort listening to you think. What it must be like to be you.
Yeah, to get questions right.
All right.
I know you wonder what it's like. Your last question. How many Resident Evil films are there? I know you got a lot of hard thinking to do to pick a random number.
How many of them have you seen?
No, I'm not telling you that.
Oh my God, I thought you were about to answer that.
All of them.
All five of them. Okay, what is there? One, two, probably three, Apocalypse, Extinction. I'll say five.
No, it's six.
Okay. Is there one, two, three?
No, there's Resident Evil, and then it goes Apocalypse, Extinction, Afterlife, Retribution, and the final chapter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And I think I've seen four of them.
Yeah. That's even worse.
Maybe five? I can't even tell.
I think I've seen one, yeah.
I think three's the one I remember the most.
Why do you keep watching them?
I watched them years and years and years ago.
What is wrong with you? Okay, so your last question.
Oh, I have another question. I was going to say, you just wound up on another 2 out of 10.
Yes, you do. Okay, let's talk box office.
All right, let's do it.
The highest grossing film franchise of all time is what? Nah, I'm joking. It's the MCU. Name the next three in order.
Star Wars, Bond, Harry Potter.
No, it's Star Wars, Potter, Bond.
Okay.
Fair effort, though.
Yeah. See, those last two, I was off by a smidge.
All right, what's the tally? What's the damage?
Oh, we ended up on 5 to your 2.
Okay, 2. 2 is my lucky number.
Is it?
Well, it's been pretty unlucky for me because I'm going to be watching Battlefield Earth. Hope it's short. It's probably really long, isn't it?
Yeah, when we put on the, it's going to be 120 max. I believe this is 119. Got you, Chris. Good job. Love it. Yeah,
thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, so you get to work on Battlefield Earth. And we'll come back in another week with our next mini pod v pod. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.